Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Cleopatra Memphis Studios. I'm your girl, Cleopatra Memphis, but you can call me Cleo. And today is Wednesday for It's a Wrap Wednesday. We are wrapping up 2020, and I am going to wrap up right before the end with a well-known special guest, Reverend Frederick Shaw, Jr. of CCHR. How are you doing this morning?
I am doing fine, and thank you again for letting me be a part of your show.
Thank you for coming. People, if you don't know, Reverend Frederick Shaw is the director of the Citizens Commission of Human Rights, and he is president of the NAACP branch in Inglewood, California, amongst a host of many other wonderful things, former sheriff. And he is a constant mentor to us here concerning everything in watchdog mental health concerns. And we're just going to go over everything that we covered this year during Corona, during this pandemic, so you can kind of get a gist of where we've been and what we've been pushing towards. And hopefully you'll be able to join. We'll have that information for you shortly. But you can go ahead and start, Reverend Frederick, and let us know what you want us to know for the end of 2020.
Well, I just want everyone to be safe to start out with. 2020 has been a difficult year. It seems more difficult than other years. We just lost Joe Clark, which was the focus of the Lean on Me movie starring Morgan Freeman. And you know, we were right up to the wire losing some of our icons and very influential people. But the good news is that 2020 will pass and 2021 will come in. And the purpose of this 2020 was to have clear vision. So now, you know, 2020 vision. So now we see things. We understand things, we're willing to stand up more, and that's what we need to do.
Right, I totally agree. Now, people, if you don't know, there are groups for you to join if you need someone to talk to. There are things you can do to help yourself when it comes to the tragedies of the pandemic. But right now, we're just going to go over some of the topics that we covered with CCHR. We covered the qualities of mental health, getting some help for mental health if you think you've been wrongly diagnosed, getting help with any type of lawyers or psychologists that could possibly help you dealing with mental health concerns. We also covered how you can be a part and sign up with CCHR, which is Citizens Commission for Human Rights. And we covered how you can get in touch with Reverend Frederick Shaw for our team. And we're going to tell you again about that shortly. But we covered just about everything it takes when it comes to any mental health concerns or any forced medications, any forced druggings, any forced institutionalizations. We covered all of those subjects. And just a rundown of Refresher Chill, can you start from the beginning as to what people need to know concerning mental health care and what you do and everything that we covered in a nutshell for the end of the year?
Well, the first thing that I would want people to understand, there is a difference between normal emotions and reactions and mental health problems. If you live in a dangerous neighborhood and you fear that you could get hurt, that is not a mental illness. That is the actual fact for the condition that you live in. If you are locked up in your home now almost 9 months and you're feeling some type of emotional instability behind it, that is the correct response for the situation that we're in. If someone we love passes away, the emotion of sadness is not depression. It is sadness because you are mourning the loss of someone that you love. So we can't always throw anytime anything doesn't go our way, then we suffer from a mental illness. And even a lot of us who have done things wrong or violated the law or mistreated people, we're not necessarily doing all of this out of mental illness. Some of us is just straight out mean. So we just have to be able to recognize the difference, and that line has become very blurred between mental illness and the appropriate response for the situation and what is generally considered bad behavior. And so we need to be able to deal with that. We have to deal with the fact that the mental health system, when it comes to black people, have never been our friend. We have to deal with the fact since the founding father, Dr. Benjamin Rush, all the way up to Dr. David Grossman's modern-day killology approach, these things never favored us. They were never our friend. And because people come to telling us to remove the stigma of mental health, we have to remember when we were growing up, when I was at least 65 years ago when I was born, there was no stigma on mental health. Everybody in the family knew that Uncle John was getting older and he couldn't remember and he was losing it a little bit. Every neighbor knew it in case he got out of the house. There was no stigma about mental health. What it was is the same thing that we're seeing with the vaccine, where black people have been mistreated by this medical system. Even today, some doctors say that 50% of the students believe that black people's skin is thicker, that we have less sensitive nerve endings and things like that that allow them to give us treatment without the proper anesthetics or the proper pain medication. So we have to be able to, in this modern day and time, look for ourselves, investigate for ourselves, and that's why we have CCHR, and people can look up CCHR at cchrint.org. They can contact me at fshawjr@yahoo.com. You can get information. We have information on electric shock. We have information on psychiatric drugs and how they create violence and suicide. We have all types of documentaries that have won awards. So we know what we're doing in this field. Plus, I have debated psychiatrists from Morehouse University to UC Irvine, Harvard professors, and I've never been beat in a debate. So the thing is that, and this isn't even my field. I've learned this field over the last 30 years, but I should not be able to beat people who have PhDs and doctorates in certain areas. And the only reason that can happen is because they know that their information is faulty. So if I say we're drugging 6.7 million children, they just say, yeah, that's too many, and we've been talking about it in our convention, but they've been talking about it now 25 years. So you haven't corrected it yet because the money dictates that you can't do that. So there's all kind of information that you can do. You can get from cchrint.org website, and they can contact me, as we said, or contact your show. You're deep enough into investigating and finding out what's true or not, and your show has been a great platform for me to be able to give people information, and so we just appreciate you greatly.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And that's a wonderful segue into what I was going to say. If you don't know now, you know, I have my own story with the mental health field and being abused in that. And I can say one of the best things that ever happened to me was discovering CCHR, where I felt like I had protection, because my story, you'll be able to get to see that on film, my story of forced drugging, my story of being put away, and, you know, this scary thing of rape and everything else, that's a part of my story. I lived it. So to be able to stand up for myself and to know other people who are there with me made me a stronger person, because you may be able to fight for yourself, but it's nothing like having other people come on with you and say, we got you. It's nothing like it. So meeting Reverend Frederick Shaw, going to the facility at CCHR, volunteering to teach, volunteering to educate people on the things that I experienced and so many countless others experienced, was priceless for me, because we have a lot of mean, just greedy people that would rather lock someone up for an inheritance, for control, or for political gain than there is people who are doing the right thing. So we have to have somebody to step in that place and fill in the gap and be a source of light for the ones who are victimized. And I am happy to be a part of that, and it will be something I do until the day I die. So, because I don't want anyone to go through anything I have, or any or hear the stories of what children have had to go through, or what political victims have had to go through for money, just for capitalism and the abuse of the mental health care system. So I'm definitely glad to be a part of that. Thank you so much. And if you want to call in for this, please do so. You can always do that here on our show while we're live at 563-999-3596. That's 563-999-3596. Or you can email us at info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org, where you never know, you may have your story on the big screen, where we can actually see and have your story be a light to others as well. We are all for documentaries of the truth, and we are education for the arts. So if you don't mind, Reverend Frederick Shaw, can you give us a prayer for the people who are still going through this, coming to the end of this, just now finding out about us? Can you give us a prayer for those who are suffering right now in the world, for people who need as much help as they possibly can?
Well, absolutely. If we would bow our head in reverence to Almighty God, knowing that he is merciful and beneficent, the supreme creator of the heaven and the earth, the creator of you and the creator of me, for whom all praise and honor is due the Lord God Almighty, and to his son Jesus the Christ, the spiritually upright man, who walked along the corner plain and served as a supreme example to both you and I. He was a righteous man, for he was the embodiment of what man had longed for and what God in his tender mercy and grace had called into being. And he was able to remain innocent through temptation. At this time, we come before your throne, O Lord, on bended knees, knowing that the power of all things lies within your hand. We ask at this time that you magnify your glory over those who are suffering, those who are sick, those who cannot get out, those who walk around in life in doubt. We ask that you touch that within them, so that they can be elevated from the spirit of fear, but understand the courageousness of living in the Lord Jesus Christ. We ask that you touch all of those who are suffering through poverty right now, elevate their finances. Those who have lost loved ones, we pray, oh Lord, that you cuddle them and give them the strength that they need to get through these trying times. We know, oh Lord, that death may come right now, but it must always give way to life. So we say, expand our lives, encourage our lives, touch our lives, touch the world around us. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus.
Amen and amen, people. Now, I don't want you to not miss this again. We're going to also be on at 10 p.m. We're always here Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. We'll do another sharing and airing of this episode so you can get a double dose of this wonderful prayer if you have not heard. And understand the fight that is in the works as we speak. As you sleep, we are working. We are here to be the shield and the sword against mental health care abuse. We are the watchdogs here at in partnership with CCHR, and we want to let people know what you can do to protect yourself, because it's always two sides to every story. It's the truth, your side, and their side. So we have to make sure that the truth is always being heard. Okay? So thank you so much. We're going to wrap this up as it is. It's a wrap Wednesday, and we want you to do what? We want you to always, can you say it with me? Reverend Richard Shaw, we want you to do what? Be great.
Be great.